attorney, time to call the order of the Town of Discovery Bay Park and Rec's regular meeting. Can I have a roll call, please?
Roll call's been taken. Let the record show all members are present.
Thank you. This is the opportunity for public comments. Is there anyone online?
No one on the line.
And I'm not seeing anyone in the audience, so we'll close public comments and move to draft meeting. A motion to approve?
Meeting, excuse me. Yes, motion to approve.
I'll second that. All right, Margaret.
Just going to give you an update on all things Discovery Bay, recreation, and landscaping. And I kind of thought it'd be easier, I'll break it down by zone. So in zone...
Can I derail you?
I'm sorry?
Can I derail you right off the bat?
Oh, sure.
Can we start with Clipper, and then you could go in anywhere you want to after that?
Clipper? Sure.
Were you planning on talking about Clipper?
Sorry, I'm deer in the headlights. I'm not sure what's on Clipper. I mean, we're other than...
I guess my question was, on the landscape by Crippler, is that project completely finished? Are there still things that are in the works? Do you have any other future plans?
Oh, no. To my knowledge, yeah, Clipper's been done. I mean, we went in and did removed, had it dipped, and then removed that bender board that was just... causing all kinds of havoc and put in the steel, and that's been, from what I see and hear, great, and it's really kept everything in. The bollard lighting went in. So as of now, with both what was originally on that original project, and then when I stepped in and took over, all those tasks have been done. If there's anything future, that would be something we would discuss and try to find money.
And I apologize. The reason I asked, last time I drove down the street, I saw a bunch of little blue flags, and I don't know if those blue flags signaled like, hey, we're going to come back and do something, or those were just left behind.
No, that's a really good question. Actually, I didn't mean to sound shocked. That's a good question. That's a great question. So because Marcos has turned on all our irrigation now, what he does is he goes and he turns everything on, and we're working very, I was going to say slowly, but it's actually going better and quicker than I thought as far as kind of our landscape master plan and what Dina and I have been talking about and want to accomplish. Last year I stepped in and I had, as you know, a lot to kind of take on and do. I feel like we had an incredibly successful, I am so, so proud of what we've accomplished. So now this starting my second year in this department, I'm really focusing on learning irrigation. And with that is gonna come things that I'm gonna choose to tweak and I think can be done a little better. So what those flags are is once Marcos turns everything on, really for the first time since the winter months and we've gotten through, he goes through and tests everything, and we exercise the valves over the winter months, but it's not enough. So he'll turn it on, walk everything, see where the leaks are, flag them, take an inventory of supplies he needs, and then go back. So he doesn't have to do that whole process again. It's his marking to know where he needs to go.
Got it. That makes sense. I apologize for making you go. But I remember those blue flags, and I was thinking, well, maybe there were some additional things that you were planning.
No, that's strictly for irrigation.
So at this point, it's Clipper's just maintenance.
Correct. Yeah, and Matt was out there spraying. We were really watching for the weeds. I think we've been pretty good. Unless you all see something, please bring it to our attention. But out there spraying today, as soon as we see them pop up.
And that probably includes all those little branches that grow up from the bottom.
The suckers, yeah. That'll then be another task that we'll go through and do.
Did we trim, and I forget the type of trees there are, but on the end of Clipper Drive towards the steakhouse, or the empty lot, excuse me, there's four or five trees that got whacked.
Yeah, we did that.
Okay, so why don't you live with the neighbors?
We did not do the ones on the empty lot, however, because I know that's been kind of rolling in the rumblings in the community. Mm-hmm. That is not our land, and somebody took it upon themselves, and it was reported to us, but we did not do those. But yes, we have been slowly going through to bring everything down. Everything's gotten over the years down, letting new growth come, and now it's at a level as it grows back that we can maintain.
Yeah, and I think clippers would be great.
That's a good idea.
In fact, I'm going to give Bill a little props. I think his little artwork project actually kind of worked out, and how they rusted naturally.
Oh, patina.
Yeah, patina.
Yeah. No, in fact, I might as well just stick on that. So something, I spend a lot of time when I can get away down in Cambria, which is a small little
mm-hmm.
community, just on a personal thing, and they...
They're very similar to Discovery Bay.
Very similar. and they do this thing, so I have to give them credit, I stole the idea from them, but they have a picket fence project, and so something that Cindy and I are working on that it's going to be more in the fall that we're going to do this, but we've got it all ready to go, so the idea is we are going to purchase wood picket fence, the kind of decorative kind, work with the schools, see if they're interested, we haven't even approached them yet. And do it by age and department, and they're, you paint them, and we're going to give a theme that has to do with our town, attach them all together, and create this artwork from our local students between elementary, middle, and high school down Clipper that will also add to it.
I love it. That's a great idea. In fact,
thank you.
The Lions Club partners up with the school over here, and they do an art project for, we're involved in an art project for them, so I think they'd be very receptive.
Yeah, we'll reach out to all of them.
I think that's a great idea.
So I think, and you know, we'll put up signs, for, you know, fifth grade,
mm-hmm.
and so people can, as they're walking in, look at what that, will add color and.
And that's what that street does need a little bit of color,
sure.
You know.
No doubt.
So.
Okay.
Please.
So I was going to just start in 57, and I can jump back to A, so I'm sticking with my little script. And I mentioned this before, but I wanted to bring it up again. So in 57, which is Regatta County Zone, they did have the park dedication bucket of money. So we've already got things going in the works. We're replacing the oldest playground there. The supervisor's office made that decision, chose the playground. So that, you know, so long as things go with schedules and manufacturing and everything else that's not in our control, scheduled to be done in the fall, late fall. And that is also, we're going to be putting a big shade structure over that smaller playground that the county put in a few years ago. So
you said they already picked out a play structure?
They did, yep, everything's been ordered.
We'd love to see it when you get a chance.
Oh, sure, yeah. I can have that when I do my next.
Does it have swings?
No swings.
So for some reason, people be asking about swings.
Yeah,
so I
know.
There's swings at Ravenswood. There's two.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, right. Those people actually go from there to Ravenswood.
And the top lot.
They're bigger than the top lot.
Top
age.
The other thing I think is important to mention in Zone 57, and this number that I'm giving you is probably 3 weeks, 2 or 4 weeks old, but the county notified us that in all of Zone 57 park and streetscape, there is only $7,000 remaining to be spent until July 1st, until June 30th of their new fiscal year. So my response was, would you like me to stop mowing, stop spraying for weeds, or not fix irrigation when it breaks? Because we already do the minimum that we can to stay within the budget that is given us. And the response I got was, do whatever you feel you have to do, pretty much.
So in your estimation, what what does that look like?
I cannot let irrigation break and not fix it. That is a waste
mm-hmm.
of water and creates mosquitoes and everything. That's really not an option. I could try to stretch out the mowing. The problem with that is when you skip when the weather's like this and we're watering, it takes twice as long to mow it the next time, so that defeats the purpose.
ask a question with Duffy. So what number is an appropriate number for us to maintain?
Well, that, okay, so you're thinking along the lines that I am. So what I did, and to be very, like, you guys know I'm a realist and I'm very honest with what I say. And it's unfortunate that it's now taking more of my time to figure this out, but I care that much. So for this next fiscal, this year, I have to just maintain it. I kind of put it back on them. I said, well, we've got $2,000 left, let me know. I talked to Marcos, our irrigation specialist, and I said, when something breaks, you need to fix it and go. Don't kind of try to take whatever that next step. If the leak is stopped, move on. So,
so the 7,000 is good for how long? Up to
June 30th.
So how much do you think you would need to properly maintain it through June 30th?
Well, that's where I was going with
it,
and that's the problem,
mm-hmm.
because the dollars mean nothing to me. I don't know how much all that costs.
Mm-hmm.
I go by hours. So for this year, I'm just going to limp along and do the absolute best we can to try to not let as many people,
mm-hmm.
the people are going to be disappointed. But what I'm working on right now for starting July is I'm taking the budget number they gave us, and I broke it down into how many hours that is. And I've already created an Excel spreadsheet that is going to give me zone 57P, zone 57S,
mm-hmm.
and I've broken it down by July, August, September, all the way through to the next end. And then I've averaged, I can only spend, I should have brought that with me. I think it's like 32 hours a month. And once we hit, listen, it takes, in the summer, it takes 8 hours a week just to mow.
I know, and your thought process, my thought process is a little bit different because of our approach, which is fine. You're concerned about the hours. I'm not so much concerned about the hours. I just kind of want to know about the dollar amount. Which to me, Margaret, I would have, right? Because she knows how much we expend every year on that. So it could just be divided out and given a monthly amount.
No, right. But I don't know how many hours is it going to take to get to that dollar amount.
Got it. Okay.
I have no
idea. But you have historical
data.
If
it's 5 hours or if it's 30 hours.
But we have historical data on how much hours we have been spending.
Well, I'm working with Margaret.
Okay.
So I've already created this whole thing. I've sent it to her because she's the eagle-eyed numbers person. Not me. So she has it, is reviewing it, and then she and I are going to get together so that when we are starting July 1, the goal is to not let this happen again.
Well, fortunately, July is not a long way away, so
right.
I can't imagine zone 57.
That's why I'm not too stressed about
yeah.
it, but I definitely thought it was
appreciate it.
Worthy of mentioning. Okay, so that is my 57. Zone 61, which is again county, that's the...
I'm sorry, I apologize. the money that the county came up with to do all the projects, is that a one-time thing? Or
it is.
Will that ever come back? Or
I mean, maybe in 20 or 30 years when
right.
they have more. I don't, it's a one-time.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad they found something.
So 61, we had some recent vandalism again. I mean, it's everywhere. Luis just went out and cleaned it up and painted it. There was some vulgar language and just graffiti all over the picnic table. So we have taken care of that.
That's in
Slicer Park.
Slicer Park.
The park in And then the guys this week, it's our off mow week. Well, the mowing is, we're constantly working on it, but we've got a couple days this week where we're not mowing. And so they've been doing a deep clean into all the courts. A lot of those courts in zone 61 will have like a cut through to either Bixler or Point of Timber, and the overgrowth just gets crazy. So same thing like the ones you were asking on Clipper, we are chopping so that everything can have a fresh growth. And so that's what they've been working very diligently on this week. Any questions in 61?
No.
Zone 8, I didn't get the chance to go over there today, but I was told that the fence around the playground was supposed to go down to
it is
down.
It's down.
Yes.
So that means it's officially open?
It is. So we need to map all that. I'll have one of the guys go mow tomorrow because that area where that fencing was.
Are you going
to
miss being asked the question over and over and over again? What's a park?
Right. And, you know, and I did get, so it, honestly, it's been not so bad as far as, I've gotten a few, like, when's this going to open?
Mm-hmm.
But when I explained, nothing's been being done, I said, I promise it has, they're just not seeing it at the time, like we were talking about with the other topic.
Mm-hmm.
I had them bring in a certified playground inspector to make sure, a third party, that everything was installed safely, everything's good,
mm-hmm.
ADA compliant. They found a few things that needed to be, so that's why I chose to not open it until those got fixed. They have been fixed. I have inspected it. The fence came down, so it's done.
You know, and that grass looks amazing. I can't remember from a year ago how much of improvement.
You.
So hopefully you took notes on your process. And
yeah, I have it all.
Yeah,
it's part of my master. So somebody should be able to walk in, pull a binder, and just look at the history, so they don't have to recreate it. So that's what I'm working on. A weather track I wanted to mention in Zone 8. So our pilot program is over. Matt has become quite the expert on that cloud-based system. So at the May 21st.
That's the irrigation system.
Yeah. So at the telling us when there's leaks, that kind of thing, or something's broken. So at the May 21st board meeting, I'll be bringing that back for the full board for a vote. We would like to move forward with that. Get that in, really get that dialed in, and then I want to move on to community center next. I think that would really help it along here a lot. So there's that. We've been working on lifting trees, and just kind of deep detailing on our non-mow weeks and everything in all the zones, really.
So going back to Cornell Park, do you have like a wish list or some planned projects?
For Cornell?
Yeah, like one thing we talked about was adding security. So are you still kind of looking at that, or is that kind of gone?
I don't know how we would go about that, though. It would be something that I would love to kind of keep.
You know, one thing that someone mentioned to me, and I don't know if this even could work or not, but it's along the lines of cameras, but you go to like a parking lot and there'll be a police type camera.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it looks like the light tower.
Yeah. Like at Home Depot parking lot? Yeah. Oh, no.
No, yeah, exactly. Something along those lines. I don't know if just the presence of that creates enough where, you know, whether it's watched or manned or. I don't know. I just, that was something someone threw out there as a possibility, you know, and it came out because of the vandalism over at the splash pad. You know, everyone's like, where's the cameras? It's like, you know, the problem is, you know, how do you, but maybe a camera system in a parking lot, which captures license plates.
It's the lighting, I think, is the problem.
Or maybe it's just the, you know, again, just having it there as the illusion of, or perception of it.
You know, and maybe even, you know, there's got to be a security camera out there like that that works with low-lit areas, I would think. I mean, it'd be worth looking into. I think it's a very good point.
Well, the thing about cameras, and I'm not an expert, I think that they're good for one or two reasons. Either they're there to actually capture stuff happening,
or
they're there to create illusion of
deterrent.
Yeah, deterrent. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, the lights we have on the property here, I mean, the cameras we have here in the back are motion sensor, you know, of the light. And so the ones here do capture people. That's why I've caught people breaking in at night, because the motion sensor turns on, but I don't know that those would work at the park because they're more of a home type of thing. But there could be something similar that would be made for more.
And even signage, a lot of times, you know, this premise is being video.
Yeah, those are there.
Oh, are they there? Okay.
Those signs have been there and are still there. They're hanging next to you there. Look, they're on the side of the bathroom.
I'm talking a lot here, so
no, just so you know. Okay, so I was going to move on to Zone 9, if there's no more questions on 8.
Yeah, Zone 8, Discovery Bay Boulevard. What are the thoughts? What are the plans? What are the, any idea when is it?
For what?
Landscaping.
Well, the levees aren't ours, so it's my understanding what's on the levee we're maintaining, we're weeding, which we've already done, but I don't believe we're putting
when
large.
When was the last refresh then? 2020 or?
Bill did that. Hold on, me. It probably was. I relate everything to COVID.
Yes,
so I think it was 2021.
So the refresh was done 5 years ago, which cost us quite a bit of money. I don't think it's in our plan to refresh it again. It's not on the schedule, right?
It is not. I have a plan that I wanted to do from Sandpoint to Discovery Bay Boulevard to Seal and do a complete overhaul of that. And I can do that, but it comes down to money, which we do not have.
Right, so at the last meeting, we were talking about the islands, and we kind of said, okay, we're done doing islands, but we want to do one more, and that was the island over here. And so I guess, you know, I thought we had, based on how much money.
What's the island over here? I'm sorry.
The Sandpoint Road.
Yeah, Sandpoint.
The one where the house is.
We looked at how much money was remaining in the balance. We said, okay, well, that we could, based on some preliminary rough numbers that Monty gave, we said, okay, then let's just look at that island as the only project we're going to do landscaping wise for 2025, 2026. And then the rest of the money was just going to go into our.
But would that be, those funds be better spent on Discovery Bay Boulevard, where
it will not cover Discovery Bay?
Oh no, I know. But even, you know, you say, okay, this is the worst area. This is what it will cover, and then you maybe the following year, and you know, like we talked about, also is maybe we borrow money from one of the other funds and do it. And do it and follow along with what we've done on Clipper or something similar. Except for the walking paths.
Well, I think when we looked at the numbers, just from a geographic size point, though, we really only had enough money just to do one island.
Right.
Or two small islands and one kind of large island. And we said, hey, let's just do the one large island.
Well, it would be nice to get actual, you know, idea on the money before we decide to absolutely do that. So I just think maybe we get, you know, so many people's the focal point is Discovery Bay Boulevard, maybe that would be a better place to spend even that bit of money that we have.
But they won't accomplish anything, that's just it.
Well, I don't think we can decide that right now.
No, okay, so but in any event, that, you know, the last conversation was you were going to work with your people to come back with some potential design ideas or something and bring back the board. Casper?
Let me look into that.
Was that what we talked about?
It was.
Okay.
And I have it.
Because sometimes I make things up in my head.
Yeah, wasn't it like 250,000?
No, it was less than that.
Okay, 177, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't, I'm sorry, I didn't bring it with me. I wasn't, I
that's
think
okay.
that's kind of, we
that's okay, I just,
those.
Yeah.
So I'll work with the dean and find out what we can do.
Well, we had enough money to do something landscaping wise, so I know whether the rest of the board agrees with that, that's to be determined, but
okay.
Still think it'd be good to bring them that. In addition to, before we leave Zone 8, I would like to see some improvements here at the community center. We talked about redoing the bathrooms and spruce up the locker rooms and stuff in there. I don't know if we're still talking to people or getting some estimates or if that's kind of...
The only sketches I have are the ones that Mike Rocket and I did a long time ago that he and I worked on together. So that's something that if we want to seriously take that move, then yeah, I would need to get approval, right? Then board approval to and money. Maybe it needs to go to fine. I don't know.
I don't know either, but we did talk about it, and we had conversations about spending some money improving inside here at the same time, and, if the town manager wants to say, hey, Brian, hold off, because I have other plans or other thoughts, and that's one thing, but since we're here in this meeting.
That written somewhere that we were, that's something we're thinking about doing, some upgrades. Within the last month. I swear I saw it somewhere.
We use a lot of the money for a lot of
the retaining wall
and the retaining wall and some other things. So we have to just get with Margaret to see what funds we have, what do we already have in capital plan, and what can we add. So
I know they're not things that are seen like what the pretty or the upgrades,
sure.
But between the retaining wall,
I forgot about the retaining wall. Sure.
We just put in new heaters in the pool. Like money is going in here. It's just not to necessarily visual level.
Okay, in fairness to you, I don't want to make you do work that doesn't make sense. I think then, at this point, until you have some conversations with Margaret and a clear, hey, board, here's your options. Because otherwise, her and I...
I'll be honest, I think before the bathrooms, if we did anything to the community center building, I think the siding needs to be looked at. Because I don't want it to fall apart like it is in our little trailer that we're living in right now, where it's going to get soft and, the siding of this building, maybe some type of stucco or some type of something like that. So I would call that project if we're touching the building before the bathrooms.
At this point we're not talking about a specific project, just in general. You'll make a list of all the projects this building needs, and then you talk with Margaret and say, hey guys, you got $1 million worth of stuff this building needs, and whatever the number is,
yes, of course.
Here are your options. How do you guys want to proceed? Just want to keep you busy.
Because I am not busy enough.
Okay.
Any more for Zone 8?
Top Lot. Is there anything at the Top Lot going on? Are we done? Top Lot 100%? No, correct? Okay. Then no more Zone 8.
All right.
Just
because I'm so excited to talk about Zone 9.
You should hold that for the last, maybe. No, let's talk about that.
Okay, so as we all know, Splash Pad is complete and loved by all. We did have some vandalism twice, actually, but the one we could not fix, then just straight up broke it. The other one we caught in time, so we were able to fix it before it got worse. I've been over there and had a woman driving by, and it wasn't quite, it was one we were still kind of tweaking it to get it open, and she drove by. Maybe I shared this already, I don't know, everything's a blur. So, Wednesday's gonna open soon, and I said,
are pretty clever little creatures.
They'll probably figure out a way, but it's, you know, we'll see how much it costs. I think it would be worth it if it's, you know,
mm-hmm.
cost effective.
Well, they'll just move down to the non-basket ones.
They might. They might. They're smart. But
there's a great video on Facebook where the gopher's eating all the farmer's fruits, and he set up a camera, and the gopher would go grab a piece of fruit and then go in front of the camera and eat it.
Oh, that's very funny.
It's intact.
But other than that section, the rose bushes, the everything's blooming just beautiful.
Oh, how nice.
So it looks
good.
Really nice. I was just there on Monday.
Was the water leak a Jensen issue, or is that our...
No, it was just an old pipe. There was a fine crack in one of the elbows. It happens. It's old. It's just irrigation breaks. Not anybody's fault, just it's old. Okay, so I wanted to talk a little bit. I feel like I'm talking a lot. The concrete fencing around Ravenswood Park. So we've talked about it. To replace it is going to be upwards of about $100,000, and now I'm sure much more.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have been doing, you and I have talked about it, and you acknowledged you noticed it, is what we're doing right now, but it takes two people, right? So if we have a section, there's two rails. If one of them is broken, we are removing that one and the one that's intact and moving it someplace where there's two. All that does now is actually create another walkthrough for people to get into the park, but golf carts and vehicles can't get in there. So that is what we're doing right now until we can kind of really figure out a game plan. We've talked about planting more trees and shrubs and, you know, all kinds of stuff.
But that's Ravenswood, though.
What did I say?
Did you say Ravenswood Park or Stein Park?
What did I say? Ravenswood.
Ravenswood?
Yeah, one's Zone 9.
Right.
Okay.
Stein Park is in Zone 9 as well.
No, it's not. It's 67, 61.
Oh, okay. Yes. Correct. You're right. Sorry.
Thank you. Now that you've got me really confused.
I know. I need to
do
math.
But Stein Park has a majority of concrete fencing that is...
Right, but I'm on Zone 9 right now. So let me just back up. So I'm going over Zone 9. So I'm talking about the fencing around Zone 9, the concrete fencing.
So isn't the builder, though, responsible for a portion of it? Because of the new builder?
Around Ravenswood Park? I'm so sorry. Am I losing?
We're going back to Spiker. She's on Ravenswood
right
now. So let's stay in Ravenswood. We'll get to...
My brain's on autopilot.
Yeah, just a little bit.
I know, I did that one like two zones ago.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. No, I'm being regathered. So that's what we've been doing in the meantime. Why that is taking so long is because we have one full week where we mow. So we can't do anything else. So then on the week that we don't mow, we try to get to things like that. But if we get pulled off because a street sign went down and we had to fix that today, and there's wasps and we have to cut back, and you need two people. I can't send one person to do that.
No, they're too heavy.
That is why this process, it's important that you understand, because I understand. It's really... we all do it as humans. It's easy to drive and go, how hard would it be to pick that up? But when you understand in depth that 2 weeks out of the month, we're mowing our parks. And then the other 2 weeks, we're trying to control the weeds so that folks don't get upset. And like I said, today, derailed, the street sign went down. I'm like, we had to fix that. We have to run a store. We have to get materials. We have to get that taken care of. When we have somebody call and complain that they can't walk through a pathway because everything's overgrown and there's wasps flying around, that now takes the priority over making a fence.
I appreciate it.
So it's important. I want you to understand
But do you have enough materials though to resolve the ones that need to be fixed or swapped out?
No, because we're literally taking them in real time. When something breaks, we take that one, throw it away, and put it in place of something else. So I have not had the time to make that one complete project to just get it done because we're doing so many other things.
Well, fortunately, there's not a lot at Ravenswood Park that needs addressed. There's a few, but not a lot.
Right, and that's what, I mean, we've been doing them when we're out there. I wish I could. It would make my life so much easier, and Dina's, and your, if I could just have everything, snap my fingers and have it done. But there's, my 8-hour day is not 8 hours, and.
Okay, but so if we could go back then to the concrete fencing at Slidefer Park.
Right.
What's where we're at with that? That the whole park needs to be replaced.
Yeah,
but that's owned by the county, so.
Right, and they want to put it on me, and that is. That's a lot.
They want us to absorb the cost of it?
No, but they want me to do all of the meeting with people, research, getting prices, putting together an art. They want me to do all of that.
Yeah, so according to, we went through our contract with them extensively with the Anti. We are maintenance. It is a maintenance contract. It's not a capital replacement project. So we kind of are almost at a disagreement with the county a little bit here and there, is that they put so much on us. They want us to just handle everything, and our agreement is maintenance only. So we're pushing back on them, saying this is a capital project. You need to do these pieces, and that's where it gets us down to. So.
Again, not understanding how this all works out here. I'm a twice a month guy here.
Yeah.
So they get to say it is, and it is what it is, and then we just say okay, or do we have legal recourse?
We don't have any legal recourse. It's not our park. We have no legal recourse whatsoever. It's not our park. It's theirs. So there's nothing we can't take an action on them at all.
Well,
it's a one-way agreement, basically, that was done back in
2008.
Yeah.
Is it a perpetuity?
So the other thing, because I love that we're out having this conversation, because it goes that, yes, there's more money in 61, but to fill you in on a conversation at the meeting Dina's referring to, like in 57, where I'm the one, but the town, I have to bill my time, right, depending on what I work on. So when the county tells me you have $7,000 left, yet you won't me to do all these capital improvement projects, the question was, and where should I go my time? Because there's not enough. And I think that's something important that we all need to understand, and it kind of goes with this, as Dina was mentioning, with capital improvement. That's not what we are designed to do for their parks. The county has a plethora of more resources and staff than we do. So to add that onto our already small staff, busy schedule, and always trying to stay, I get myself in trouble with this sometimes. I'm always trying to stay two steps ahead so that there are no problems, which is not a good thing to do. Because especially when you're not then pleasing everyone and you can't get it all done, it's a lot.
No, I don't say the onus on you at all. This is actually under Gina's responsibility to figure this out and say, hey, you need to come back to us and say, this is what I figured out in order to give her the time that she needs or work to solve the problem. Because if the issue is that the county wants Monica to do all the legwork and we don't have the time for Monica to do the legwork, that means the project doesn't get done and then that doesn't work either.
Right,
so.
But it's also not our responsibility as the town to do that legwork. We are not the capital team.
I understand that. So I guess
I'm
not attacking you. What I'm saying is I want you to say, hey, Brian, well, here's the reality, but give me an option. Okay, well, in order for us to get Monica the time, you have to do this, or you have to get the county to do this, or...
I think maybe I misrepresented something, because what you're saying, Dina did. Dina did everything you're saying. Let me respectfully finish. Dina did everything you're saying in a meeting that we had with the supervisor's office, the county representative that I work with, that person's supervisor, and another. And Dina said all of these things to them.
I believe you, absolutely. I totally agree. The reality is, Dina's the town manager, so she has
when,
the ultimate goal
the
and objectives or to responsibilities to
when was the meeting?
Guess aligned with the county.
It was last month.
Mm. And what was the response?
We're not doing capital improvement projects for them.
Yeah. And they said, okay. So they're supposed to do the capital improvement project. So we can give them a list of the things that need to get done, and we do that, and we update them monthly about that. You know, the other thing is the parking ride. There's
mm-hmm.
sidewalks that need repairing. We let them know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but are they willing to finance the projects, though?
They'll finance the projects. It's not our responsibility to finance the projects, but they're not thinking that's important to them.
Sure.
The so they're always trying to push more work on us, and we're trying to follow the contract that's in place, which is a maintenance contract. So honestly, it's not my. I can't threaten them in any way.
No, of course
I can't. I can't force them to get the to spend the money to get the fencing done. I can't. I can just
mm-hmm.
bring it to their attention. I can just tell them how much it costs or possibly.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really up to them. It's their park. We mow, blow, and go, and just maintain it. We fix little things. We alert them when the
mm-hmm.
playground structure is broken or not fixed, and then they go from there. But it's not our park. It's not like, you know, the parks that we maintain. We just jump out. We do the work. We do the capital
mm-hmm.
projects on that. It's very different. It's not the same. So I can tell them until I'm blue in the face. We want that fence done. If they don't want to do it, they don't have to do it.
I understand that.
So,
I guess I.
Yeah.
I just don't sit here impotent, not doing anything. You know. So if
I'm not doing anything.
No, not you. I'm saying the board.
Oh, right.
You know.
Well,
so if the board needs to write letters, if the board
perfect.
Needs to.
We would love that. Actually, if you could reach out and it's Rochelle, I can get you her information and you can start asking her some questions and pushing back. That would be great. You know, or maybe we go through the supervisor's office. That seems to be more beneficial than just going directly to the county. They really have helped us communicate better with them
mm-hmm.
because we get stonewalled left and right here and there, depending on, you know,
sounds
the mood.
Like a good thing to bring
the
up.
Mood. So that's why
mm-hmm.
we did it through the supervisor's office. We had a meeting. They didn't show up one time. So we went all the way there. We sat there for over an hour, and they never showed up. So we held it here in Discovery Bay. I said, well, I'm inclined to, I want to hear that. And that
mm-hmm.
was to us. We already went there. So, and they did. They came here, and, you know, the interaction is kind of cold. It's not buddy-buddy,
mm-hmm.
you know. And we're going to stick to our contract. I just wanted to do these capital improvements for Regatta because they deserve to have a better park. I think that community has been long enough, and they deserved it. So we decided we're going to work on this capital project because they deserve that park. After that, we're going to stick to the contract, which is maintenance only.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do, Monica has a full listing that she meets with them, and she sends email after email, and we use the same email every time so that we don't get confused and they don't send us to go, where are we with these projects? Where are they on your project list? When will these be done?
Who does that email go to?
Who I communicate with?
Mm-hmm.
Rochelle Johnson.
And do we copy the supervisor's office? Or do we copy anybody
not
on
not on my daily course.
Not on daily.
So
mm-hmm.
When we need further assistance, we'll reach out to the supervisor's office. And they've been wonderful to help us
with
it. So it was Steven and
Nichols.
Alicia Nichols.
Alicia.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
so they both attended, and they definitely helped us. Because, it's fiery here in Maryland County. It's fiery.
I want to make sure this is very clear, too. When it comes to, and I'm going to call it capital improvement, and it is, but it has to do with landscaping that is beautifying those landscape areas. Those are areas where we said in those zones, yes, the town is still, it goes beyond maintenance, but that's not, I can if there are things that we can do that are within our bandwidth and our skill set that we can do to continue bettering all of Discovery Bay, we want to do that. When it comes to things like laying asphalt in Zone 35,
mm-hmm.
and putting up concrete fencing and installing lighting, those go far beyond landscape. And so I don't want you to walk away from this conversation thinking that anybody...
Monica, that's not the case at all. So
I just
want
to make it clear.
Yeah, yeah,
no,
that's not the case at all.
We
know your limitations.
I appreciate the debate. I mean...
It's not a debate. I'm just reaching out as a board member going, help me help you. I mean,
sure.
Tell me what I need to do,
mm-hmm.
as a board member, because if there's nothing I can do, then why am I even a board member? So...
We would love it if you could reach out to her and just say, you know, hey, this...
Well, we want to do it intelligent, smartly, so...
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah, we'll work together, make sure, like, the last communication, see what was responded, and then if we need assistance, we would love to reach out to you and have you make a phone call or a letter. That
okay.
would be very helpful. So,
all
yeah.
right.
Thank you. That helps.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love that.
No, absolutely.
And since we're on the county discussion,
yeah.
can we go to the pathway to... Safeway? I don't know what number that is.
35.
Okay. Is that next?
No, there's nothing that we already slurry sealed that. I mean, yes.
Well, the ball are letting though, so I don't remember.
Oh, thank you. Yes. No, but they will be taking care of that. That came about in that meeting.
Yes, came in that meeting.
That came up, and there was a little bit of back and forth, and that's where what Dina's saying, the supervisor's office stepped in. And really helped, I think, all parties. And so we said, here they are, we have them. And I in my binder, I mean, I know I'm a little bit of a hoarder when it comes to this kind of stuff, but it has proven to pay off sometimes because I had the name and phone number of the plan checker too that I have continued to try to reach out to. I had the name of one of the admins that I spoke to who said, oh, you need to get engineered footings, the drawings, site plans. There's a whole site,
mm-hmm.
which again, we're not
mm-hmm.
equipped to doing, and we don't issue those permits, they do. So last conversation we had is that they will be taking that over.
Awesome, that's good to know. That's good to hear.
When that will be, I couldn't tell you.
And if I remember correctly, we have them, right?
We do.
So well, that's
yeah.
8% of the project.
Okay, I saw something. Okay, the last thing I have is some updates. This is all fun, good stuff. Community Center, gearing up for summer. So Lap Swim is open, and that opened April 28th. And again, we have this posted all over
mm-hmm.
social media, but just to get it on record here, Adult Lap Swim will run April 28th to June 6th, Monday through Friday. From 11 to 2. Then we have to change things up because we've got the swim lessons and everything
mm-hmm.
else. But on those Tuesdays and Wednesdays, we will offer it from June 10th to July 23rd from 12 to 2. And then it will go again July 28th to September 26th, Monday through Friday from 11 to 2. And this is always, of course, weather permitting.
Mm-hmm.
But... water aerobics started. They, even in the wind,
mm-hmm.
they're a dedicated group, and they're very happy. And then Cindy's working on, she's going to add another mermaid school, and
that's
we're going to do another flick and float, too. So we are, I know where your mind is going right now, and I'm just going to keep moving right along. I've worked with you long enough.
What's
and
like promotion?
Then weekend, the kind of family weekend, you know, time will start May 24th. And again, we've had this all over social media.
Any changes to our fees or rates or
no.
anything?
However, we did talk about it, so we're going to be looking into that.
No, the only thing we did was we did not change that, but we did do away with the punch pass. It created a lot of, we're moving season pass, get your season pass, get your season pass, get your season pass, or you can do the drop-in.
we do here. So we're going to do a comparison with some other agencies and to see, you know, where we're at.
When people come in with this season pass, is it something they show, like a card? Or
it is, yeah. They have a little ding ding.
They say, they actually say ding ding when they come in?
It does make a noise.
Oh,
wow.
The key fob.
Oh, so it gets like scanned.
Yeah.
Oh,
but with Rapidesk, it is, and we have their pictures up there so they can't give something to someone else. And, you know, so there's all those things about.
So we're going high tech, cool.
High tech.
Mm. Well, we've had that for a while, though.
We have.
What's it called?
RecDesk.
It's called RecDesk.
Our software, the program that registers everything.
Yeah. So when I go to the gym, I scan something, my little face pops up.
Same thing.
When I go to the gym.
Yeah. Ding ding.
That was a lot longer than I am. Sorry, I took up all the time.
No, it was good.
Yeah, it's all good.
No, I know, it's fantastic.
Okay.
Hey, we got an hour, so.
All right, that's all I got.
Yeah, cool.
Excellent.
Thank you
very much.
You're welcome.
I will say before the.
Yeah.
You can sit there. When I drive down to Newport quite a bit, those guys are using the bridge as part of their bicycle, jumping, motorcycle. They have a whole track out there now, so I don't know if you're letting the people know that you talk to that. Unfortunately, it's not going to stop until someone gets hurt, and then everyone's like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Anyone online?
There's not.
You have any future agenda?
No. Nothing.
Well, I guess that was a fantastic presentation, so thank you. With
thank you.
At 5:24.